Angry?
Yeah, you would if you pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you this cold-ass motherfucker didn't just create the angry man standard? He is the standard. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, here's spitting that hip-hop flavor, it's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah, yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams. Time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
All right, what's up, my brother?
Good, it's good.
Hey, another good day. First off, before me and Angry Man and I, King's English, everybody, if y'all have a question, put a Q in there. And if y'all want to call in, y'all see the number is 563-999-3056 if y'all want to call in. Angry Man, first off, how you doing, brother, before we get into it? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Another Monday, another
Monday
again.
Yes, another Monday, another peak. Also, shout out to all the ladies out there that's listening. What's up, ladies? A shout out to all the ladies out there. Got to give them a special shout out. But Angry Man, you know, it's funny. I want to ask you a question. You and I grew up in a different time before the internet. So I want to ask you a question. With the knowledge that we have and with the lack of knowledge that most of these surface dwellers don't have, what do you think would happen if the lights shut out? That means the lights going out, no more phones, no more internet, no more electricity. What would it be like, brother?
It'd be ass out. Ass out, man. They wouldn't know what to do. Like, first of all, they would step outside and they would do one of these numbers. Like, yeah, that's the sun, motherfucker. You never seen that shit, have you? You feel what I'm saying? Like, they would have to emerge from their subterranean layers, you know what I'm saying, and actually live a normal life, you know?
Sorry, man. They got to...
Like, ah!
Yeah, right.
What is that? It's the sun.
It's a girl. Is that what are those things? What is that? A girl? Yeah, man.
It's sad, man. But yeah, they would be behind the eight ball.
Yes.
And they would have to learn pretty fast how to function and interact. Like, a lot of them wouldn't be able to do basic things. Yeah. Let's not even get into the dating part of it. Like, I remember, you remember running out of gas somewhere and not having a cell phone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things these guys wouldn't be able to do. Like, me personally, I feel like the dating side of it, that would be more advanced.
Oh, we kill it.
They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, we kill it. Oh, man, can you imagine? No, man, imagine? Like, I mean, even, you know, like you say, running out of gas. You know, we used to have a stick shift, standard, you know, stick shift. So we had to push it to start it sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, all that stuff. So, but the thing that was, that you're saying, what would it be like just to interact with women knowing that you have no sense of self-worth or anything to get you where you want to go, man?
You know what? I think for the guys that actually would be good at it, I think they'd be shocked and amazed at how much more simpler it would be if it was that way.
Yes.
But the guys that have more difficulty, you know, they would be frustrated and angry because it's it's out of their wheelhouse. It's like, I don't want to do this. I want to, you know, I want to sit in the house and play, what is that? I forgot that video game where the chicks be playing volleyball and shit. I forgot that game. But, yeah, it would be really, you know, it's kind of like on that, I can't remember which one. I think it was the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
When he was like, what did Samuel L. Jackson say? He said, set us down on the river or something like, set us down on the water.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, yo, the instruments are working. He said, is the sun up? Yeah. Then yes. Put us on the left. Like,
yes. Yes.
You know, these dudes, they've lost these skills. And I think that if they don't value needing these skills because they think everything is always going to be all right.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing's going to change, you know?
Yeah. Shout out real quick to D1. Say thank you for the $50 super sticker. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate you. And also MOG, we want to say thank you as well, guys. Guys, if y'all have a question, put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, we got you. But we're chopping it up today because, the reason why I wrote this and throwing it your way, Angry Man, is because that we have to figure out a way, or it has to be a line in the sand, man, to start to let these young men get that feminine energy out of them. It's like The Exorcist, or like one of those exorcism movies where they got all mommy in them. You know what I mean? Everything they do is mommy. Everything they say is mommy. They tiptoe around. Now, listen, ladies, and there's no offense to any women out here, but we're just keeping it a buck. It's okay why you act the way you act, but it's not okay for them to act like you. And that's what we're talking about today. A lot of men acting like women, gossipy, drama, crying, whining, scared, nervous, and insecure as fuck, man. What say you, my brother?
And be mad if you don't operate that way. You know, be mad when you're masculine or aggressive, or, you know, it's like dude call into the show and say something about slapping you, and then you say, bruh, I will beat the holy hell out of you. You're not supposed to say that. Like, so I'm not supposed to, I don't get it. So you can threaten me, but I'm not supposed to respond in kind. Like, it's, I don't know what this is. This is really weird. It's almost like these guys believe that they're supposed to be afforded the same privileges as women.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to curse you out and I'm going to swing at you, but you can't do anything back. It's like, no, you're a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guy. Like, yeah. I can, like, everybody knows, like, if a chick is out in public and she swings at a guy and a guy tries to retaliate, everybody's going to come to her aid and stop that situation. But as a guy, if you all off and slap me, I don't care if it's 1,000 people out there. They're going to watch me beat the holy hell out of you. And they're going to stand there and say, well, he had it coming. I saw him. He slapped him. You know? So I don't get this. These guys, they're, you know, we all know what it is. We know it's a bunch of guys that are mostly raised by women without the male aspect, without the masculine part of it. You know?
Absolutely.
And you're right. We got to do a manner system.
Right. Because a manner system. Yeah, the power of man compels you type thing, you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing that's so sad is that this is the odd thing. They buck up to men, but they buck down to women. They buck up to men, but when they get around a woman, all of a sudden they're scared. It's like they allow the woman to play by a whole different set of rules. Like you say, Angry Man, you come my way, I'm gonna fuck you up. You know what I mean? I mean, not just you threatening them, it's just you protecting yourself. But where, and this is crazy, women are starving for men. It's sad how, like, it's like a stray cat looking for milk. They are starving for some of these young men just to step up. Because men are very rare, Angry Man. You know, we're like elves and unicorns and shit. We like very rare. I mean, it's very hard for a woman to find a man nowadays, and they're starving to find some leadership in a man. What say you, brother?
we're like Bigfoot now. You know what I'm saying? We're like Bigfoot, and you know, every once in a while, a woman sees you walking.
Just your foot. Yeah, right. You see.
I thought I saw a man over there, but yeah, he's for certain. You know what I'm saying? But he was
this motherfucker here, man.
Looked like I knew something was wrong because he was actually fixing something.
Yeah, there's something wrong. Oh, get my eyes right. All right,
look, you know these dudes don't know how to fix anything.
No,
they don't know how to do
nothing.
They don't know how to take pride in anything manly, nothing masculine,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Nothing masculine. So it's like, it's not just that the women are starving for masculinity, but they're also angry.
Yes.
Like, a lot of these chicks are mad. Like, what the hell is this? Like, you saw what happened when, you know, Shorty called in because the dudes kept calling in with the same goofy fucking energy. And that's the crazy thing. Most of the guys, this is how you know this is some socialization.
Yes.
Because most of the guys that call in, they have the same energy.
Yes.
It's the same apprehensive, let me make sure I'm saying this right before I say it energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a whole fucking preamble before I get to the question energy.
Yes.
And it's like they don't know how to be direct.
Not at
and
all.
They don't know how to say exactly what's on their mind because it's like they're looking for approval before they even say it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Angry, we got two calls in the queue. Let's bring them in. Area code 225 and 816 next. 225, what's your question, sir?
How you doing, man?
225 going once?
How you doing, man?
Okay, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Give me a minute. I'm trying to go home.
Hey, yeah, roll up your window. We'll put you back in. Yeah, roll up your window. Pull over. Roll your window up, dog. We'll bring you back in. Area code 816. What's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? How y'all doing? What's up, AM? What's up? What's up? What's good with y'all, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Oh, yeah, I approach women all the time, you know, and things like that. I'm just wondering, like, what is it to where it's like I'm not getting the women that I want?
Because you're approaching them.
The most.
Because you're approaching them.
Mm. Right.
Let me explain what I mean.
Let me explain what I mean by that.
The problem is you're not getting what you want because the worship that you have of women that you feel every time you talk to a woman, you've got to talk to every one of them different. As a man, you can say the same thing. Mm-hmm. Stand on what you are, right? So what you do is you need to learn how to put your bid in versus approach, because when you approach a woman, all you're doing is just throwing shit up on the wall hoping something sticks. But the reason that you're not getting what you want is because you're not going after what you want.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, though, like, I get it. Like, what'd you say?
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, which women are you rolling up on? Because that's another thing that guys do.
Go ahead.
Wait, you messing with mud ducks and pretty girls?
No, I think what he's saying
Okay, go ahead, caller.
He's approaching any women that exist. That, like, if you want, if you go to a buffet, right? And you want shrimp.
No, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, at first, I'm approaching every woman because I'm trying to get over that approaching anxiety because, I'm part of the, Bad Boy membership and whatnot. I'm not trying to say too much. But I'm at a place where it's like now I'm unconscious. And now I'm in a position. Now I am approaching the women as I want. It's like nothing's happening now. If I go approach the average chick and that's just as low as I go with, and shit cools there. I've been unconscious with this shit. Yeah,
call it. Doesn't matter where you're at. Your mindset and your structure, how you think, is average. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in what you can do after you get the woman. You're scared, or you have a fear of failure, and you also have a fear of success. And that's why you have your problems. The problem is you're making all this shit about these women. That's your problem. This game ain't about these women. But you making everything about the woman.
Honestly, but I don't know. I got to understand. I got you.
Well, my thing is, I get talking to women to get over approach anxiety, but that's kind of like if you're a ball player and you know you got to shoot your shots in order to get a better percentage. So you're shooting your shots, but if you know you want to be the three-point guy, you also know that you gotta practice your 3 points more than anything, right?
I do. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just, I'm not trying to get what I'm saying all misconstrued, but I'm going after the women I want. It's real talk. And it's
okay,
you know.
here's the thing. This is the other thing that you gotta realize too. It's about perseverance as well. So like if you're going after average chicks, you're gonna get the average result. If you're going after chicks that you feel are above average, it's just like Steve said. In your mind, you looking at one chick as average. So when you're approaching that woman, your confidence is probably on a different level because you feel like that's an average chick. But then because you're looking at another chick and saying that she's above average and you're feeling like, maybe she's a little bit above my punching, you know, above my weight class. Maybe that's affecting your game, bro. You feel me?
Well, one thing is, though, not a reason.
Hold on. Wait a second. Shout out to the Bad Boy membership. Listen, caller. If you need help, get with Mr. Lucario, because that's who you're a member of, man. Because you're asking a question from two different perspectives, so we need you to stay back on point. So get with Lucario or get on that, okay? Because, you know.
Yeah, because I don't know what instructions he gave you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's kind of
exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like going to a doctor.
Yeah. All right, caller. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to 225, and then we get 201. He hung up. Okay, he hung up. All right, well, 210. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? AEM, Steve. What's good with y'all, man?
What's up?
What's up? Not much, man. It's Mr. Jackson. I was just calling in. I appreciate what y'all doing for the fellas and all that. Man. It's crazy out here, bro. I'm out here.
What do you mean? I don't understand the statement. What's crazy out here?
The lack of how rare men are. I just fixed my alternator. I'm out here, you know, fixing shit, and chicks be like surprised. They be like, "You can fix it?" Yeah, I can. That's what I'm built for. That's what my dad fucking taught me. So. But no, I just wanted to say I appreciate what y'all are doing. But men, we got to get back on our shit. Fix, hunt, fish, it don't matter. We just got to really get to it. Get back to handling the business of men. So,
word.
I mean, that's all I got for y'all, fellas. Y'all enjoy your day. Stay up. Keep doing the Lord's work. You did.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. All right, guys, I want to call in. You can. If you got a question, put a Q in there and everything. We got you covered. Shout out to everybody in the chat room and all this other stuff. Getting back to things, Angry Man, you know, do they really want the help, though? You know what I mean, Angry Man? Do they really want to change? Do they want to do that? What do you think?
Man, look, after 6 years of doing this,
yeah,
I know you've been doing it longer than me. I really don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to, it's like they, you know what, it's weird. They want all the things that come with being a man, but they don't want to do the things to be a man, I guess what I'm saying. You know what I mean? They want the women, they want the relationships, they want all these things, but they just think that they can sit on their ass and, like, you know, this microwave society they're in, that they can just either press a button and it can automatically come to them. And the weird thing is women are easy. They just want to talk. I mean, some of them want to talk, have a conversation. And a lot of these guys can't even talk. You know what I mean? Can't even talk to them.
Yeah. It's frustrating for me because I've genuinely wanted to help guys with variety of issues, but I noticed the one issue that they can't get past, they can't get past the getting a woman part. And because they can't get past that part, it's like you can't get to anything else.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Chicken.
And that's that, and that, it's like they are hurting themselves. They don't want to work on themselves. Then the woman is not interested in them, and then they get mad, not at themselves. They get mad at the woman, and then they go to people who also are mad at women that say, this is how you can be even madder at women, because this is how it is. Women are the same way. Women have never changed. I mean, women have changed now. It's a different world out there and all this other stuff. So it's just, it's crazy to me.
Getting annoying, because with me, anytime I've had difficulty with anything, I always sought help.
Yes.
Always sought to get instruction or ask advice or, you know, but how can you give advice when the guys that come to you for the advice, they want to argue you down during the advice? And it's like, if you knew what the fuck you was doing, you wouldn't have came with the question in the first place.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So the guys that call in, they want to argue with you after you tell them, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Yes.
And they're like, no, you're supposed to rinse, wash, then repeat. It's like, if you knew that, why are you asking me?
Right. No doubt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Unique made a statement. Guys, again, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. You can call if y'all want. He says, Stephen Angerman, being a victim is an easier path for the surface dwellers. In their minds, it saves them from doing the hard work, which is evident because a man evolves every day. What say you, my brother?
100% right.
100% right. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's so beautiful evolving. They just miss out on it. And you know, it's sad that they have these midlife, you know, they go through these midlife crises, or they say they're in a situation. Men don't have necessarily situations, because everything is already solved. This is how it's going to be. This is, I know what I'm going to do. But like you said, if I don't know, I will go to somebody that does know. You know what I mean? Somebody that has more knowledge or wisdom. It doesn't make you less of a man to go to one that has a little more knowledge or wisdom than you do. It makes you less of a motherfucking man, that, like you said, to challenge the information, because it's not flowing to your narrative. You know, you, a lot of these guys want, because they're so used to the, let me put my arm around you, it's okay, you know, it's not your fault, you know, it's the bird's fault, the trees and the squirrels and the beavers and all the other bullshit. It's never your fault. But then when you tell them some hardcore stuff, then they take the feminine position and they get mad and angry, brother.
Yeah, they want the, they want confirmation bias.
Yes.
They want somebody to co-sign what they're already, because, and see, that's always a hint into the thought process that they're engaging in, because they know something's wrong. Because if they didn't know something was wrong, they wouldn't be looking for people to co-sign it so that they feel like it's right.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, you know it's wrong. And we got an echo, I think.
Oh, we do. Wait, maybe that's on my end. Go ahead. I'll mute. Wait a second. Let me check something out. Because I got this new computer. Go ahead. I'll mute while you talk, brother.
All right. Yeah, but that's how you know that, that's how you know that individuals know that they're going down the wrong path. You know and understand that you're going down the wrong path because something in the back of your mind is telling you this isn't right, or this isn't the way I should be doing things. So what you do is, instead of saying, okay, it's obvious I'm doing something wrong, let me diagnose what I'm doing wrong. Instead, you know, it's kind of like with the angel and the devil sitting on your shoulder. The angel is telling you, hey, man, you need to go fix this. But the devil is telling you, nah, let's go find some people that's going to agree with what we're doing. That way we can act like this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's what people do. They go and they look for people to co-sign their bullshit. And that's what you see up here with these dudes. And the sad part is they're not getting any results, because even if you hang out with a bunch of people that convince you that what you're doing is wrong, what you're doing is still wrong. So you're not going to get any fucking results. You're just using the people that are agreeing with you as your results. But yes, they ain't getting this shit done. They want to get done. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. They want they're looking for a coddle, and if they're being taught to coddle, how are they going to be able to lead the woman when it's time to lead? Because remember, the woman is not coming to the man perfect. She's a wild-ass animal. You know what I mean? She's wild. She's just wild in her ways, which she has every right to be because she is a combination of her past. Whatever her past was, when she comes to you, she is what she is. So as a man, you have to have enough structure to calm that down, to be able to guide that type of actions and thoughts and behaviors of the woman to lead her, because that's what men do. We don't say, okay, she's a wild woman and that she was wild to me because I let her be, and then get mad at her for being wild, and then run over that other side of the street and complain that she's wild. That shit doesn't even make any sense.
It makes sense when you're a surface dweller. it makes perfect sense because it's all about passing the buck.
Yes.
And see, the crazy thing is, when I was a kid, when men behaved more like men, I always thought little sayings like that were pointless.
Yes.
You know, because men did what men were supposed to do. But the funny thing is, nowadays, all of those, you start to realize how infinitely wise, you know, how infinitely wise all of the men above, ahead, like before us were. Because they came up with these sayings that actually fit today appropriately.
Perfect.
Like,
yes,
you know, my uncle used to say, handle your business before your business handles you. My uncle used to say, your word is your bond. You know, my pops used to say, a locked door is just to keep an honest man honest because it ain't going to stop a crook. Like, there's so much shit that they used to say back in the day that applies today.
Yes.
Because we have such a failing in masculinity right now.
Yes. Yeah, and unfortunately, we're putting the failure on the woman. That's the weirdest thing. How can we put manhood on a woman? A woman, not a man, but a woman. How can we put failure on somebody that, again, you know, and again, this is not, this is not me defending women, but it's me being real about it. A lot of guys will lie to women. A lot of these guys, these surface dwellers, will give women a false bag of goods. A lot of these surface dwellers would tell women, I want a relationship. Oh, don't worry about it, girls, you and me. A lot of guys that we're talking about will even poke holes in the rubber to try to keep the woman for themselves. But see, we don't ever talk about those things because it's always the woman's fault. Everything, like if it's raining outside of where you at, Anger Man, it's the woman's fault. Okay, just always remember that. If there's something going wrong, it's the woman's fault. Because like I say, it's easy to point the finger at the woman. Now, don't get me wrong. If a woman gets out of line, it won't be her fault for you to fire her ass. Yes, you know what I mean? It won't be that fault. But what power does a woman have over these males to make them want to act like women? That's what I want to get from you, Aaron. What say you, brother?
She doesn't. It's just easier for them to do. So they do it. It's just easier. It's easier for them to function the way women function because women are taken care of in society. The problem, these dudes, they haven't grown up. They don't want to accept the fact that as a young man, yeah, your mother takes care of you. Your mother nurtures you. But once you reach a certain age, you go through this transition period to where you no longer need your mother. You know, and then you have to go out and be a man, and nobody's going to make any excuses for you. You know, nobody's going to hold your hand. Nobody, like right now with my boys, like they're in that transition period right now where I'm explaining to them, no one gives a damn about your feelings. in the world. No one's going to care. No one's going to give a shit. The world is cold.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's cold-blooded. And you got to understand that, because if you understand that, then you'll move appropriately. But if you don't understand that, you'll be running around here like the rest of these motherfuckers, crying and shit, looking for a binky.
Right. All right, right. And the thing is, two things I want to say. One, T.A., women suck dick. Do men? So that means should you suck a dick, motherfucker? Sit around here saying women blame men all the time, so women suck dick. So you should you be sucking a dick, motherfucker? This is a problem with y'all service dwellers.
There's a reason women blame men all the time. It's no different than being the father of your household. Whenever something goes wrong, you're going to get the blame for it. And the reason why is because you're who everyone looks to. See, they don't, these guys, they don't look, these guys operate on this feminine level so much, they don't even realize they're behaving like women. Women do that tit for tat shit.
Right.
You know, you did this, so I'm going to do this. You did that, so I'm going to do that. I did this, you did it too. That's some women shit. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about it is when two children are standing there arguing, but you did this, and you did that, and you did this, and you did that, mom will want to hear who did what. Mom will say, well, who did what? You did this, and you did this? But dad will show up and be like, I don't give a fuck who did what. Shut the hell up.
Yes.
It's done. Ended.
Yeah.
Because I said so. I don't care who's mad. I don't care who did who wrong. I don't give a shit about none of that. Sell it right now. It's done.
Absolutely. And,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. And Steve, I want to answer Steve. Okay, here's the problem with you service worlds don't get. The channels don't brainwash you. Everybody has a right to post whatever they want to post. It's how you feel about yourself that draws you into what you in to watch or agree upon. See, when you don't have a sense of self, a standard, principles, laws, rules, codes, narratives, mission statement, legacy statement, vision statement about yourself, you're going to be easily gullible, disillusioned, and naive because of the anger you have because you can't get a, wait, ready? You can't even get a fucking woman. God damn it, you can throw a rock out your damn door and hit a woman, but you can't get one. So because you can't get one, you feel like a fish out of water. You feel like you're alone. You feel like the world is against you. You feel like the world hates you. And then here comes the cults coming around telling you, okay, look, we believe in you. It's not your fault. Come join us. Come on, be a part of us. But don't just be a part of us. Worship me. I'm at the top of the pyramid. Worship me. Use my language. Say hypergamy. Or you know what? The new word of the street, high value man. Hey, be a high value man. And all you weak thinking motherfuckers actually believe because a motherfucker gets in front of a camera who used to teach you how to dress. Yeah, I mean. But just because he yells at a few women, he tells you that you should be high value. And then you, everything that comes out of your fucking mouth is high value? This is what's wrong, man. Angry man, you got it, buddy.
And see, that's the other side of it, too. Because you can berate women, that's not what defines manhood.
No.
Just because you can tell a woman, like, it's hilarious to me because in my time on YouTube, I've critiqued the shit out of women.
Yes.
Critique the hell out of them. But I've never sat on any show and just tried to dismantle a woman's ego. You feel what I'm saying? Like tried to dismantle her self-worth. Like that is not the definition of manhood. And see, you dudes operate so much like women.
Mm-hmm.
See, a woman will do that. A woman would love to see another woman on TV dismantling a man's ego, making him feel less than a man. That's what women do because women are always dwelling in that energy of emotion and vindictiveness and all that. See, men have to rise above that.
Yes.
In order to be generals, in order to be the heads of companies in order to be, because you can't, in order to be a king, you can't be a petty motherfucker. You feel me? Because if you a petty motherfucker as a king, then you're going to be a tyrant. And the people you fucking govern, the people you fucking rule over are going to feel like they're going to hate your fucking guts. You know, they're not going to talk about you like there are kings in the past where people sing their praises. They'll say, oh, this king was the greatest king who ever lived, and we enjoyed X amount of years of peace and harmony because of this king. You know what I'm saying? And they're inspired by him, and they build statues to him and shit. And then you have kings like fucking Longshanks, who everybody fucking hated. Like, yeah, he was a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because he was a petty-ass motherfucker that couldn't rise above certain shit. You know, and nowadays, the world is so big, we have become little mini kings of our own castles and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And however you function, how you function with that is going to determine whether or not everybody loves you or fucking hates you.
Yeah, well, most of these young men don't have a throne, so they don't have a kingdom. So where they what they do, Angry Man, is that they latch on to, I mean, hey, guys, grab a microphone and sit around a table of a bunch of women, and you got game. Wow. You know, just be around a bunch of women and talk down to them, you got game. And that is that is the most mind-boggling. Go ahead.
See, the crazy shit, game is when you're around women, and women are complying to what you're saying. Women are swooning over what you're saying. You know, when you're talking to women are like this.
Watch your yes.
Just in awe of what you're saying. The women are, you know, everything you say, even if it ain't even that funny, they're giggling and shit. But here's the key. They're doing it because they chose to.
Ooh.
Not because you're in a position to fire them, or you're in a position to throw them off your show, or you're in a position to curse them out or whatever. No, they're doing that because they want to be around you, because they're intoxicated by you. It's not because they think they're going to benefit off you. See, if a chick really feeling you, she's not going to be on some, how can I benefit off this nigga? She's going to be on some, what can I do to benefit him? What can I do to bring more value to him so that he'll keep me around?
Right, right. Because to keep me around, she gets the benefit of the See, the man takes away the woman's insecurity. Her greatest enemy, the insecurity. When she's with a man, the reason why she's bright-eyed and she's looking up to his every word is because every word hits her like a Mike Tyson punch, so to speak. It hits her in such a way and impacts her to be able to say, wow. See, you have those that hold women down. But as a man, why would I hold someone down when I can elevate her? When I can elevate her and evolve her past her insecurities and show her that, look, there's a different way of doing this. But what you must give me, and I don't even have to ask for, like you said, is loyalty. They will be loyal to the man that can show them and raise them up. Show them, govern them, and show them how game is. And when you can't do that, this is where the problem is. Wait, we have a question right here. Here you go. Question Silk. All right, we go. Got a question right there.
Let's see. How do you develop strong self-assurance, and how can I make decisions without second-guessing myself? Okay. First of all, sometimes y'all don't realize the questions that y'all ask. It's kind of like asking Dave Chappelle, how can I be funny? or asking, you know, Jay-Z, how can I spit a hot 16? And the reason why I'm not saying that you can't be taught to be funny. And you can't be, because what's happening is, a lot of times the questions y'all are asking, you're not asking it. You're not asking it in the sense of how can I, what's a better way to put this? Let me put it like this. Notice how the X-Men, all of them got their own unique powers, right? Professor Xavier doesn't teach the X-Men how to use telepathy like him, because that's not their power. What he does is he gives them the tools they need to hone the skill that they already have,
yes.
Right? So when you're asking, how do I build strong self-assurance, notice the first word in self-assurance is self.
Self.
Right? The first thing you got to do is, see, you're talking about results and not fundamentals. You're missing fundamentals. The fundamentals is what puts you in a position to have self-assurance. And once you have self-assurance, then you're not going to second guess yourself because you now have confidence. But you're missing the fundamentals. You're missing the fundamentals of masculinity, of being a man in the first place. And it starts with getting rid of that feminine shit. That's what it starts with. It starts with getting rid of operating feminine energy. Like, you have to, like, it's like that question right there, it's a good question, but it's a deep question because it involves so many moving parts.
Well, yeah, but the first part it involves. Okay, I have 6 laws I always teach you that y'all got to, and one of the judgment zero, the law zero I always have is everybody ain't supposed to be a man. I'm just want to let you know that. Everybody is not built to be a man. Sometimes you just got to accept what you are, where you are, because you're asking how to develop something, but I can tell that there's nothing in you. And again, I'm going to go sci-fi, Star Wars. You can see the Jedi. You can see something. You can see the Force in Luke, or Obi-Wan could see the Force in Luke. And all he had to do was get him to that point of training him so then he could see it himself, so then he can go, boom. The problem is your statement tells me there ain't no man in you. There's no part of you that wants to be a student of the game. See, when you talk like this, this is the difference between a student of the game and one that asks questions to just ask questions because he wants a one-word answer to solve everything in his life. It's not about how do I develop it, where do I go to develop it, who do I go see to develop it, how do I get with you, Angry Man, what is your schedule like, Angry Man, how can I start the process, Angry Man, of developing it? Steve, how can I develop the process of development? See, that's where you go wrong, Dweller, and this is why you lose, because it's in your language. You don't want to learn how to grow. You yeah. want us to tell you something versus you come and humbly come and say, I need to learn. What time, Angry Man, are you free tomorrow? Are you free today at 5 o'clock? I need coaching. I need to begin the process, Angry Man. Steve, are you free? Yeah. That's a student of the game. But if all go ahead. I'm sorry, Angry Man. Go ahead, man.
It's like going to Phil Jackson and saying, how can I win a championship? But you don't even know how to play basketball.
Yes. Or know the triangle offense.
Yeah, you don't know any of the fundamentals, because if you knew the fundamentals, you wouldn't have to ask a question like that. A question like self-assurance and being decisive. Those are things that come after you have become a developed man. Like,
yes.
Those are things that only – those are the benefits of having a solid foundation. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you brought up Star Wars. That's the reason why Yoda and fucking Windu did not want to train Anakin, because mm-hmm. he had been raised just by his mother, and he was too old. Because his mom had been around him too much. And because his mom had been around him too much, he had female emotions.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's why the Jedi Order, they take, the moment they recognize that a child has the Force in them,
yes.
they take that child at a very early age so that they can train that child to discipline themselves when it comes to their emotions, when it comes to their feelings, when it comes to all of that. And what did Anakin do? The motherfucker snapped out. and became the scourge of the damn universe. You feel me? Became Darth Vader. I'm talking about snapping out and killing people over his simpery. You feel me? And it had to be Luke that didn't have that emotion in him and shit to be trained by Obi-Wan, who didn't have that emotion in him, to go check his father. Like, bruh, you tripping. What you doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's some real ass shit. Man, dog. Man, guys, y'all miss the gems and jewels that Angry Man is dropping on you right now, because it's always a master and an apprentice. But one cannot teach one who has the feminine, and that's what they were trying to say. And the feminine is the reason why Anakin got all in his damn feelings, because he was doing it all over a woman. Everything he was doing over a woman and not himself. That was his problem. He was blinded by the ass because he wasn't supposed to do what he's supposed to do. So he started sneaking around, not doing that. And then he made it all about a woman, Angry Man.
Yep. And Master Yoda saw it. Yep. Master Windu saw it.
Yes.
Obi-Wan didn't see it because that was his homeboy.
Right.
He had love for him. Yeah, right. So he wanted to over... See, in these spaces, I'm like the Obi-Wan. And a lot of you dudes are like Anakin. See, I didn't see it at first. You know what I'm saying? Because we all side by side, we all doing our thing or whatever. I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't see that y'all had that in you, that thing in you that's easily manipulated. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of guys in this space, they're like Palpatine.
Yes.
They're putting the little seeds in your head to turn you into something. But see, you don't even realize, just like Palpatine with Anakin, he's only doing it to serve his purpose.
Yes.
Not doing it to better you. You know, he's doing it to, because he's trying to use, they're trying to use you as a tool.
Yes.
But see, I'm in here, Steve's in here, a lot of guys are in here. We're trying to show you the way of the Force, young Padawan, so that you could actually become a fully realized master, you know, and be one with the Force, not be against it. You know what I'm saying?
And the Force is manhood. That's what they don't understand. The Force is manhood. Because when you can see it yourself, remember, before he can move it, he had to vision it and move it. That's what the Force was all about, being one with yourself. Because remember, even your boy Luke did not believe in himself until Yoda had to pull that X-Wing fighter out of the water. He had to show him. Luke, like a lot of you surface dwellers, you see little Yoda. And a lot of you guys say, well, you know, all you, I'm too short, I don't look good, I don't have a nice house, I don't have a nice car. You're not worthy of the information. Yoda said, I was 3-4 foot tall little motherfucker, little green little motherfucker too, green and shrivelly motherfucker at that. He's like, hold up, Luke, let me show you something. Because you don't believe? Watch this. Watch what happens when you believe in your motherfucking self. Whoop, fucking shit popped up, huh?
Yoda get busy, too. Yoda get down for the crown. Like, and the crazy thing about it is these guys, they don't get it. It's about the difference between, even when Yoda lost to Palpatine, people's like, well, Yoda lost that fight. Yoda played the long game because he knew, you know what I'm saying? He knew that, okay, this is a battle we lost, but we're going to win overall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's about the long game too. And a lot of you guys, you're just not willing to put in the time, energy, and effort to actually learn the things you need to learn so that you can be more enlightened and more at peace. See, Anakin was not at peace. That's why that motherfucker couldn't sleep at night. He wasn't at peace. You feel what I'm saying? He wasn't at peace. And fucking, you know, and look, Yoda, when he meditated, he wasn't at peace either, because he knew that Anakin was somewhere doing goofy shit. That's why I can't see no peace, because you Negroes are running around here doing goofy shit. I feel the disturbance in the damn Force. And I'm trying to school y'all niggas on how to operate, but it's like everything is about being a simp and everything is about being this and being that and the path to the dark side that is.
Yes, absolutely, motherfucker. Hey, we got a call. Let's bring in a call. 8559, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First time caller, kind of enjoying the content. I didn't really catch the opening comments. I'm just, but I saw the number, so I wanted to call in, appreciate what you gentlemen are doing. My question would be, how do you,
you can hear it now?
Can you hear me?
I had to hear you. Okay, go ahead, sir. You hear it now?
Were you able to hear that?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had you muted. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, hope you heard that part, even if the whole call couldn't hear, but just appreciate what you guys are doing. My question would be this. How do you, if you don't have your purpose yet, you know, I'm not an unsuccessful man, but I don't have, you know, that passion in life. I just, you know, I work regular day job, make decent money. But I would have trouble finding reasons to be confident that don't have anything to do with the possessions that I have or, you know, what I've accomplished. A lot of that stuff, you know, I know you guys say stuff that is me to a degree, but let's say I lost it all. What would your advice be for a man,
When you say lost what? What did you lose?
Let's say I lost my place. You know, I have a nice little, I got a nice place. I got a nice car. I have a decent career. And let's say I woke up one morning and I didn't have those things. What would your advice be on how to, you know, remain confident within yourself if you don't necessarily have a purpose? You just have a decent career.
Sir, I'm showing everybody that's watching it. They can't see it yet, but wait, let me see. Wait, there it is pulling up right now.
You see, because the light is too bright.
The light is so bright that I have that you can't see. Right, here we go. Let me show y'all. Get close.
I am
and I do. Wait, let me pull this back from the light. There you go.
Okay.
God damn, I got the light's bright. But no, caller. Okay, here's a problem, caller. Here's a problem. This is why you lose, because all you're looking at is surface things. You're too busy looking at the I do. So what? You lose your job. You get off your fucking lazy ass and get another one. You lose your apartment. You get off your lazy ass, get with your boy or go somewhere and pick your ass back up and go forward. But see, your problem is you are all about the material things and see your value and your worth. And that's why you've already lost, because you've lost yourself, because you don't need material things and value to live and survive in this game. But yet everything you're doing is all about the material. What if I lose my apartment? What if I lose my house? What if I lose my car? But you can lose all those things, but you never lose your mind, sir. Going back to Star Wars, the Force, you never lose what's inside of you, sir. You can lose all your worldly possessions, but you can't lose that. Angry man?
Look, if you go back and you look at, if you go back, since we're on the Star Wars analogies, you go back and you look at episode 1, episode 2, Yoda and the whole, when they had the entire Jedi Council, they was living lavish. Their little offices and the places they stayed and all of that shit was wonderful. And they had all kinds of privileges and shit, but guess what? Obi-Wan was able to go out there to that fucking sand-ridden world and live in a fucking cave. Yoda was able to go to the Dagobah system and live in a swamp. It didn't matter. In fact, I'll give you a prime example. There was a show I used to watch back in the day. I don't know how many of you guys used to watch it, but it was called Kung Fu with David Carradine.
Yeah, Walk the World, David Carradine. You should have been Bruce Lee in the role, but go ahead, yes.
It should have been Bruce. Should have been Bruce. Right.
Right.
But there's a scene in there where the police is after Kwai Chang Kane, and he's staying in the attic of these people's house, right? And one of the cops said, yeah, he's up there in that attic, and he's like, yo, yeah, you know the Chinese or whatever. He said something derogatory about him, right? About not living in a clean area and stuff like that. And so the guy climbs up the ladder, and Kwai Chang Kane is up there meditating. When he climbed up the ladder and looked the first time, Kwai Chang Kane was floating off of the ground. He had on gold silk robes, and there was gold all around him. It looked like he was in a damn palace. And the dude, you know, he did his eyes like this, and he shook his head and looked again. And it was just Kane sitting there in some rags. Now, what I believe that scene meant is for a brief second, that dude was able to see into the mind of Kane. He was able to see what Kane was projecting, which is it doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. You understand? What matters is who you are. And if you understand that, it doesn't matter if you have a bunch of things. It doesn't matter if you lose those things, because you can always get them back if you want them. Or you can just not have them. My homeboy Grinch, he was able to buy. He was in the military. He was married. He bought and owned a freaking house in Florida. And one day he decided, you know what? I'm not feeling the way all of this is. He got a divorce. He sold his house and decided to start driving trucks. A couple weeks ago, now this is something he did in 2018, 2019, something like that. A couple weeks ago, last month, he just closed on his house in Texas. So for a while, he was just driving trucks. You know what he did? He said he gave up all his possessions. He said a lot of his clothes, he gave them to his homeboys. One of his friends' moms was driving his car. He just was driving trucks, just grinding. And he said, you know what? I think I'm going to buy a house now. And I think I'm going to get one in Texas. So it doesn't matter. And see, the reason I've had a conversation with him about that, and his story is similar to mine, it doesn't matter. Like, I've lost shit so many times. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter. Like, you can lose shit. You can get rid of shit. As long as you are confident in who you are as a man, if you walk around the globe looking at everything, see, if you walk around looking at everything like, wow, you know, and some people don't even do that. Some people don't even walk around and look at the wonders of everything that man has created. Like, I'm a history buff, so I like to pay attention to, like, the progression of mankind. And if you realize that the men who built the pyramids, the men who built all of the wonders of the world are men just like you. It doesn't matter if you have things or don't have things, because you can always get things. You can always build things. You can always achieve more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I muted him because, I mean, we have other callers and stuff, but you're absolutely right. But the thing is, he sounds like he's building for the Joneses. He sounds like he's building for women. He's telling like he's doing everything for everybody but himself. So that's why he is what he is. But let's bring in this next call. Thank you for the call, brother. We appreciate the call. Next call up, 111, then 646. Okay. What's up, Angry Man?
I think I just suffer from being a selfish prick.
hey, Thanos, I'm conquering. General Zod Thanos, you know, them motherfuckers. All right, let me bring in 111, then 646. 111, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you remember my voice? Can I ask you a question? Why do you always reference issues with movie characters? Is that
Let me answer that.
You said, why do I always reference movie characters?
Let me open it back up.
Is
yeah,
that normal?
The reason, ma'am, that I reference movie characters is because writers who make those movies, they are telling a story that's called the hero's journey. And it's a journey that all men have to go through in order to become great men. It is art. It is art imitating life. That's why I reference it. And that's the reason. But I don't expect you to understand that. That's the reason why most women's shows suck. They don't have a hero's journey.
Another thing, can I ask you a question? You all should talk more about men who are very jealous and they kill women because.
Wait, bitch. Hold up. Yo. Wait a second. Wait. Before you go, whoa. Lady. You understand that you already asked a question. It's our turn to ask you something. Why the fuck do you keep calling the show trying to tell men what the fuck we should be doing? Why don't you answer that question? Why are you calling in with that question?
Well,
I asked your question. I asked a If I raise my hand, you be quiet. Wait. I want you to answer the question. Don't tell me, answer the question. Why do you come in here listening all the time thinking that you could tell two men how to think or move?
No, I'm not how to think. I'm just asking a question. I just thought that maybe that's helpful to men because a lot of men commit suicide.
It's not for you to understand, man.
She is a prime example of why we have so many dudes running around here like this. Because it is women like her that are raising these boys to be like this.
Yes.
And it's really annoying because you're calling in trying to get an I gotcha point. Like, why are you referencing movie characters? I'm referencing movie characters because that is what we do as humans. Young men look up to those characters for their virtues and stuff. And we've been doing it since the beginning of the time. Before it was television, it was radio. Before it was radio, it was fables that were told verbally.
You don't
know. I need you to calm down, lady.
Ma'am, you don't understand. And let me tell you why you don't understand. You're a woman. Listen to me. I don't want to raise my hand again. You're a woman. You're a woman, so you're not supposed to understand. What you're supposed to understand is, wait. That was a comma. That went a period. Whoa. What you don't understand is that instead of asking questions, you start taking notes down. So if your son's father's not around, that you could pass him these notes. You are not to ask a man why he's a man, why a king is a king, why an emperor is an emperor, or why a god is a god. Your job, woman, is to sit your ass down, learn how to submit, serve, give sex, and shut the fuck up, because this is not a woman's space. I'm not done. Hand up. I'll let you talk in a second, goddammit. This is what I'm telling you. When men are talking, you don't question question the men that's talking, because that language we speak goes above your language. Human. Do you understand?
Wow. You really think a lot of yourself.
Crazy. Why am I referencing movie characters? Like, who the fuck, if you go all the way back to Africa, you have stories about Anansi, Papa Legba, and why are those stories told to those young boys? So that they can emulate certain qualities of these characters. This is the reason why they told stories about the Greek gods or the Egyptian gods, because all of them had certain attributes. Right. And there's certain stories that you learn lessons from. It's no different than when we were kids and we learned why it's important not to lie because of the boy who cried wolf. What are you talking about?
Bedtime stories, things that we get as part of it. But, hey, human, we got to let you go, human woman. We got other calls. Air code 646 is up, then 346 next. 646, how can we help you, sir?
Famous David's lining up in the chat, man. That's the quick track himself. I have two questions for you guys. My first question is about the last caller. Why are you so concerned about what men are talking about? I feel that's really a problem.
Are you asking us why we're concerned?
No, he's asking the woman why she's concerned about what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. You're kind of crackly a little bit. I couldn't understand. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, it's a little.
Yeah, speak up just a little, if you can, please. Because I thought he was talking to us. I was like, oh, he's talking to her. My bad.
Is he still there?
You there? Hello?
Can't hear him.
All right, 646, get your phone. Hello?
Can you hear me better now, guys?
Yeah, okay, yes.
Go ahead, sir.
But I feel that's a problem, especially if you're not willing to listen and then try to gain an understanding of why men are talking the way they're talking and what they're talking about, as opposed to having this contrarian opinion all the time.
Well, yeah, it's not that she genuinely wants to know why we're doing things. it's that she hears men talking, and society has trained her that when she hears men talking, to tell them to shut the fuck up because they don't know what they're talking about. See, that's all that shit is.
She was being a comeback. I got you. My second question was for the caller prior to her. Dude, are you serious? Men start over all the time. You're supposed to be able to let everything go. What?
I said, is this Famous Davis?
Yeah, you know it's me, nigga.
I knew it was Famous Davis.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Ain't nobody got the spare moment or inkling of time to fuck with her shit. Goddamn peon, I don't got time for you. What's the matter with you? But that caller prior to her, come on, dude. Men are not supposed to be scared of starting over. It's women who are scared of starting over. You tell a bitch right now, hey, you got to leave everything that you own and you have to start from zero. That bitch will go into high flight and not understand what the fuck up or down is from left and right. She's done. She's confused. She's a chicken with a head cut off. She's not going to make it. You tell a guy, listen, you have to leave up all your stuff and you have to start over. That guy's going to, he's probably going to be upset about it. But at the end of it, he'll say, okay. Because what he's gained, he can do again and do better.
But see, as men, but Famous Davis, you know this, bro. As men, sometimes we fantasize about just being solo with nothing but a fucking van and a dog and just travel the countryside. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
True. I can see that. Absolutely. But aside from those two questions, I really just want to say I appreciate you guys collabing together and performing this program to help these brothers out, because I honestly didn't think they needed this much help. Steve, you were doing a great thing. Valdez, you're doing a great thing. Please keep it up, and I'd love to see more of it. Thank you.
All right, respect, brother. We appreciate that. Thank you, brother. All right, we'll get the next caller. Area code 346, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
I just heard, you know, the exchange that you had with the female, and I agree with most of the topics, you know, everything that you talked about, but why do we have to resort to the name calling? Because I feel like we're giving the women ammunition when we do stuff like that.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you why. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you why we resort to that. Was I not nice the first time? And because I was talking to her kindly, she kept disrespecting me, motherfucker. Learn how to listen, dweller. I spoke to her first, and I asked her a few questions. Then she proceeded to keep questioning the authority of a man, you dumb motherfucker. And why I'm calling you a dumb motherfucker, because you and your emotions. That's mommy. Your mother probably told you to call into the show to defend that fucking woman. Shame on you, you surface-dwelling motherfucker. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Stones fucking break my bones. Just... But words will never what?
Just wait, yeah, but wait. Are you, wait. Before I open you up, please tell me you're not calling in to ask us about some fucking woman. Please tell me you didn't wait to ask about a woman, surface dweller. Now, I'm going to open your shit up, ask your goddamn question, and take your fucking ass on. Because we don't like your kind, man. We want men on this panel. Well, angry man Steve, why are you yelling? Do we have to resort to name calling? Man, that's being...
Let me tell you something. If here's the thing, because this goes back to that feminine thing, okay? Part of the reason that a lot of women and guys nowadays are not receptive to what someone's saying is because they don't like how they're saying it. But you don't recognize the fallacy in that.
Thank you.
If you're going to reject the truth because you don't like the way it's being presented to you, that means the truth don't matter to you no way. And if the truth don't matter to you anyway, we got bigger problems than a name.
All right, so let me open this dweller back up. Now, hopefully you have a question about yourself, and you were just joking about worrying about some woman. So let's start this over. Hey, 346, you're on. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, man, the same way you acting, that's the reason why O'Shea got rid of your ass, nigga.
Wait a second. Wait, hey, Dweller. I'm going to talk to you like the woman. When I raise my hand, you shut your ass up, all right? When I raise my hand, you shut your ass up. There's no reason to get mad at me. Don't get mad at me because you can't get women like me. Don't get mad at me because you're not smooth like me. Don't get mad at me because you don't look good as me at 50 years old. Get mad at me. It's okay. But I'm going to open you back up again, Dweller. Now, I'm going to ask you again. So I'm trying to be nice now. Let's take three. Can we kindly take away the feminine side, Dweller, and ask your question so that the women that are listening to you, motherfucker, will not judge you as a bitch? I didn't call you one, but I'm trying to avoid the women that are listening to you to say, see, this is why we don't date these weirdos, because they all in their fucking feelings. So, hey, 346, we're going to open you back up again. What's your question, sir? Here you go. What's your question?
Yeah, man, I want to be like you, bro.
Okay. Well, okay, guess not. I'm sorry, I hung up on you. Sorry, my finger slipped on the – I'm sorry. My finger slipped on the trigger. I'm sorry.
This is the quintessential example of what we are dealing with. Okay. Number one, that woman was off code off the rip. One, she calls in every fucking week to be antagonistic. Instead of you being a man and calling in like Famous David did and saying, hey, what is her problem? Why does she think she can call into a male show and regulate the way men talk? But instead, no, you want to be a simp enforcer. You want to be a maggle, a male hyena, and say, oh, somebody's attacking. Somebody is saying something that women don't like. Let me put on my cape. Dun, 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 dun. Like, bruh, chill the fuck out, man.
Well, and also what we're saying is that we're not disrespectful to women. Like Angry Man said, she had time after time after time. But see, here's the problem with y'all guys. See, you train women how to treat you. And it has to come a time that you got to yank that chain and let her know what the fuck the deal is. Y'all guys allow women to walk all over you motherfuckers. And then all of a sudden you want to nut the fuck up and man up after 3 months of her walking over you, a year after her walking over you. She doesn't respect weak motherfuckers. We don't have to yell at women, but when you come in with disrespect, the woman came in with disrespect. The women on the chat that we talk to and say hi to the ladies, they're not disrespectful, so we don't talk to them like that. That woman has been fucking, since Angry Night I had a show, every time she's come in and was disrespectful, time and time and time again. But the problem he didn't recognize it, Angry Man. He knew the bitch is coming in time and time again, but yet you're defending someone that's being disrespectful to us, and then you're getting mad at us for checking her at the door? I'm sorry, man. You got it, my brother.
And look, here's the thing. The very first time she called in, he said, first thing I want to say is I don't like Angry Man. Now, that was the first thing she said. And then here you come, Mighty Mouse, you know, or Mighty Mouth. You feel what I'm saying? Talking about them, why we got to use the names and why we got. Let me tell you something. Bitch-ass niggas like you could have never stormed the beaches of Normandy at 18 years old. If we had another country of men invade this country, most of you pussies would get massacred. Because the moment they show up with their guns with the bayonets on it, you'd be trying to have a conversation. We don't have to get violent, guys. We can handle this in a civilized way. You'd be done.
Angry Man, I get it. 346, I get it. Hey, Angry Man, we might have to pause. I get it. I see. I know what happened, dog. We see his girl that he's been trying to fuck with for about 7 years now, 6 months, 3 weeks, 4 days, and 23 minutes and 55 seconds was so enamored with watching this show. He was like, well, hey, girl, what you watching? Because I need to think of a way to say some sidebar shit to you, see if I can sleep with you finally. So she's watching the show, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe that the colored man, not the one with the beard, the bald-head-looking motherfucker, I cannot believe that he said that to that woman. Hey, baby, I got this. I'm going to call into the show, and I'm going to protect you, but I'm going to protect all the women in the world as I got you covered. And he dialed up that motherfucking number, and he said, do you have to resort to the name calling? And hey, dog, she ain't fucking you. You ain't going to get that pussy by calling in the show.
How do you look? I said this one time because, you know, you got guys that call into, you got guys that jump into my chat room and they say, man, angry man, you this and you that and da 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 this. And I be sitting there thinking to myself, like, wow, we live in a world now where you have men that live in a house with a woman. They are scared. They are terrified to ask the woman anything. They're terrified to ask the woman to make them a sandwich. They're terrified to tell their girlfriend, hey, I don't like it when all your homegirls come over here and they sit around talking crazy and gossiping. I don't like that. I need that to stop in my house. They are terrified to check the woman they are fucking, but they think they can step outside their house and check another grown man who is fully capable of beating the holy hell out of you. Y'all are cowards. Y'all are cowards because if you can't, there's an old saying, and there's a lot of old sayings that apply to all of this shit, right? One I was thinking of earlier is, if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for everything, right? Another saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? Another saying, you cannot check men outside of your house if you don't have your house in order. Back in the day, no man respected another man whose woman was running wild. And all of you niggas, a lot of you niggas, your women running wild. That's why that woman was calling into this damn show talking crazy to us because she got a husband somewhere that's letting her ass run wild. See, the truth of the matter is, Steve wouldn't have had to check her. I wouldn't have had to check her if her fucking man checked her. That's the reality.
And the reality is, Goldie, you being disrespectful, you got to say bye. You can't be disrespectful. Remember, we tell you to be nice. Don't be disrespectful. Here, have respect. Anyway, but what we're saying to the ladies out here, please, ladies, and showing the guys, there is a way you handle things as a man. That's what we're trying to show you. You handle things like a man. You never let, again, we can go right back to Star Wars if you want to. If your mind is focused on the Force or you, then you will be stronger in it versus your mind being focused on trying to please other people, keeping up with the Joneses, wearing the clothes that make you think that's going to get women. Because if you notice, Angry Man, everything that everybody's doing is for the woman. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before, but I say it again. I get high school, Angry Man. If you want to wear the name brand clothes and shit in high school, you want to have the rim spinning or the boom and the muffler going vroom, all that, and you know, a speed do all the high school. I get it because you have no bills, no responsibility, and you got a false sense of the damn world. So I understand that. But as you become a man, you have got to stop building for other people and start building for yourself. What say you, Angry Man, on that, my brother?
As another saying, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I behaved as a child, but when I became a man, I put aside childish things. Like, there's so many sayings. Look, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can stand on the shoulders of men who came before us that already dealt with all of this shit. The only difference is nowadays there are less men willing to chin check you grown ass men. Like, you think you're gonna tell me what the fuck, how the fuck to say some shit? Like, bruh.
And this is the worst part about it. Unfortunately, you and I are not going to be like Yoda, where we're going to live 500, 800 years. Maybe we can, hopefully, or something. But
yeah,
what a lot of young men understand is we're doing the thing that you don't understand. I didn't say understand, overstand. We're trying to pass the baton of knowledge and information to you so that you, when or if you're prepared to push your bloodline, your last name and your legacy, that you can pass on information to your children to then guide them on to leading your grandchildren and so on and so forth. Most of y'all guys are just, all this shit is going right over y'all head because y'all think, see, y'all think men think about the now. Everything Angry Man talks about, if you actually listen, it's information that's going to help you be on the now. And that's where game is. It's beyond the now. But see, where y'all are, your Colts, they're stuck in the past. She did this to me. She did that to me. Women did this, and women are like that, and women this, and women are bad, and women, all in the past. And see, you hear somebody talking to you in the present about your future, about information that each and every one of you guys listen to can take some of this information and utilize this. No one's saying get married. No one's saying have kids because I don't want y'all to, well, Steve, you trying to get us to get married. I ain't say that, surface dweller. I'm saying that eventually one day, maybe you want to pass the baton of information that your fucking ancestors did. You know, the ones that came below the boat for all you black guys and the ones that came above the boat for everybody else. That had been lynched, killed, mobbed, stabbed, beaten, all that shit, only to love their sons, to pass the name on to the next, to the next, to the next. And look where we're at right here. We're in a point now where you motherfuckers don't even use your name because you're so ashamed of your fucking self that you're going to take on the name of another man that tells you what name he chooses for you. He chooses Red Pill for your fucking ass or Hypergamy Mike or fucking High Value Sam or Devontae, whatever the fucking name is. Y'all ought to be a fucking shame to yourselves. Angry Man, you got it, man.
And I just had a conversation this morning with all my boys, set them all down and told them. I said, I don't give a fuck about, in this conversation at this moment, I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I don't give a damn if you're in your feelings. I don't give a damn if you feel some type of way. I don't give a fuck. And the reason why I don't give a fuck is because you need to hear what the fuck I'm saying. And I had to break it down to them. I said, all that ignorant nigga shit that you see all these motherfuckers out here doing is a waste of motherfucking time. What you need to do is you need to focus on this, 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 and this. And you need to listen to my motherfucking ass because a lot of these dudes out here don't have fucking fathers who tell them what they need to be fucking doing. And the ones that do, a lot of them ain't even listening to their father because they think their father don't know shit. And I told them, I said, I know you. I know your hopes, your dreams, your fucking goals. I said, I can look into your fucking soul. And I said, the reason why I can look into your soul, motherfucker, is because you're me. And I was here first. I created your ass. You feel what I'm saying? And there's nothing different about you than me. Sure, you got your little subtle nuances. But most men operate in the same energy. Most men have to deal with the same consequences, the same trials and tribulations, the same turmoil. You feel me? And I said, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about nothing. I don't give a fuck about love. I don't give a fuck about money. I don't give a fuck about possessions. What I give a fuck about is respect. Because as men, if we respect each other, we will continue to be able to build. We will continue to be able to grow. We will continue to be able to organize. We'll continue to be able to teach. That's why respect is paramount. Fuck the rest of the shit. And that dude right there, if he had any respect to men, he wouldn't have dared call in here to check a man about something he said to a fucking woman. Fuck out of here.
Exactly. But this is a game that this is the problem for the mannerism that a lot of you guys need. You got to get that feminine energy out of you. You got to get the feminine out. It is fine for a woman to cry because that's what they do. It's fine for them to have their ups and downs, cramp and feel the way they fight. That's what women do. But we don't do that shit. They're supposed to fall in fucking love. We don't fall in love. We fall into goddamn respect, like Angry Man said. Respect is everything. Fuck love. Let them fall in love with you. You got to demand respect from everybody, even the goddamn birds and animals outside your damn yard. You respect from all things. not just try to fall in fucking love and be in a relationship, because then you're playing on her terms. Let them fall in love. Let them want to be in love and shit. Angry Man, you got it, brother.
I'm gonna take it a deeper level. I'm gonna take it even deeper form. Okay. The sun represents man. The moon represents women. Okay. The moon pulls on the tides and has a cycle the same way a woman has a cycle. Man don't have no cycle. The sun doesn't budge. The sun stays in the same position, does not move. Everything gravitates around it. You understand? Everything gravitates around it. Everything that comes within its gravitational pull stays right there. The moon does not shine light on you niggas. The moon only reflects the light from the motherfucking sun. In other words, the woman is a complement to the man. Okay? Not above the man. The moon does not give the sun light. The sun gives the moon light, gives the earth light, gives us all the light we need in order to fucking live. You feel me? Y'all need to start recognizing what man is.
Yeah, incel, let me tell you, it's dangerous. It's dangerous when you don't have a fucking sense of self. It's dangerous because if you don't have a sense of self, you're going to meet somebody that's going to see that your pussy is tighter than hers, and she's going to walk all over your bitch ass. It's a shame that what's dangerous is you want to cry and all this other shit. Listen, understand, if your parents die, shed a tear. Nobody's saying don't shed a tear. But the way you are sounding that you want to use the feminine to shed some tears because you ain't getting off your lazy fucking ass and doing shit. The fuck you mean it's dangerous to hold shit in? Who said man's holding shit in? If you notice, Angry Man and I, we ain't holding anything in.
We ain't holding shit in.
Right, we ain't holding. Goddamn, go ahead, brother.
See, here's the problem. This is the problem with you dudes, okay? You don't understand priorities. There's a time and a place for everything. So there's a time for you to be remorseful. There's a time for you to be in sorrow. There's a time for you to be there's a time for you to reflect on things. There's a time for you to be angry. Okay? So ain't nobody holding anything in. What we're talking about is you motherfuckers just coming up here bleeding everywhere. Crying about nothing. Okay? If somebody you love die, okay, shed your tear. Something happens that's horrible, shed your tear. But you're up here crying because somebody told a chick to shut up. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, and also, if y'all learn about kings and stuff, kings never showed up at funerals. They didn't show. They were kingly all the time. They didn't show weakness. You know, matter of fact, it's kind of like what I was, like Anger Man, it's probably going to chuckle, but, you know, Versailles, remember that? When the king in his own chamber was crying, until that motherfucker was going, because he missed out, you know, his mother dying and stuff. So he was all out of sorts. But who can permit the king but the king? So then the king looked in the window and said, look at those woods out there. The deers in the woods all year round run the same pathway all year round. But eventually there's one deer that would do one thing different. He will make his own pathway. And he started to realize that, wait a second, I need to get a grip and I need to get my shit together. Get my shit together. And that's the beautiful thing about having a mindset. You got to show strength when it is tough. What I mean is, for a lot of you guys, when you get rejected by a woman, your fucking heart sinks all the way down to your fucking monkey ass feet, where you just humping around and shit, climbing trees and eating fucking insects. We're trying to tell your motherfucking asses that you're kings. You got to accept the good. You got to accept the bad. I'm about to sing the Facts of Life song. I'm sorry. You know, the Facts of Life. How about the good, the bad, the Facts of Life? No, but what I'm saying to you guys out there, the thing that's seriously, though, you got to, as a man, you must show a sense of strength. That's what women want. Listen, women want to cry. Matter of fact, don't fall in that trap. Not Angry Man, but Angry Man know this. Don't fall in that trap, guys, when they tell you, you know what? Tell me your secrets. Tell me how you feel. You never really... You never show me any emotion. And as soon as you surface dwellers show them that emotion, they will never fucking respect you again.
She's looking for the chink in your fucking armor. See, go back and watch the movie Troy, right? Achilles' heel was not getting shot in the heel with an arrow. Achilles' heel was that woman he fell in love with. You feel me? There's a scene where he's talking to Agamemnon, and he's getting ready to attack everybody, and the girl is like, no, I don't want any more bloodshed over me. And Achilles stopped, and Agamemnon said, Achilles, stopped and silenced by a slave girl? Like, he was bugging off of that. Like, you guys, you really don't understand masculinity. You don't. Like, look, my grandmother who raised me, nurtured me, took care of me, taught me a lot of valuable lessons, things that she learned from her father, right? When she passed away, or better yet, when I found out she was in the hospital, I knew that she was going to pass away because she was already 90-some years old, right? When I found that out, I was so overwhelmed with grief. I went into my room when I got the call she was in the hospital. I went into my room, I closed the door, and I cried like a baby. And I got it all out. The day of the funeral, solid as a rock. Now, why did I do that? Because I have sons. And I don't want my sons to see me breaking down and blubbering. No, I had to show them strength. It's not that I didn't feel anything, but I knew the appropriate time and place to feel that.
Yeah, you know, and I want to say something to this message right here. This is what's wrong with y'all surface dwellers. I don't understand y'all. How can there be stress if there's already a plan in place for a stressful situation, sir? This is what I don't understand. What can the world bring to a man where he hits his knees? I said the world, not life. I said the world can bring to a man that stresses him out to a point. Now, again, women are stressed all the time. You know, all you ladies out there, some of you ladies know I'm talking about. A lot of you ladies come home, you're lonely, and you're single. You have your little cat, little victuals. You have your bottle of wine. You have your book and the Lifetime channel. They can cry. Sometimes they cry themselves to sleep. But that's okay for a woman. They're stressing out because they know as the time is going by, they're getting older, metabolism slowing down, eggs drying up, blah, 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 right? They're stressed. That's okay. It's women. But how the fuck can you be stressed out over what, King? What the fuck can you be stressed out over? When you, no, it's not fair.
Let me tell King something. If, bruh. Your ass would crumple up into a fucking corner if you had the responsibilities I have. Like, whenever there's a, look, you men of today, you have the privilege of living in a very civilized world that men fought and died for you to have. And all it would take is for something catastrophic to happen to separate the men from the boys and show you dudes just how weak you are. Because guess what? If something fucked up happened, everybody, men, women, and children, are going to be looking for that one dude that ain't panicked, that one dude that's standing strong, that one dude that seems like nothing is affecting him. And they're gonna rally behind that dude because they're gonna get all of their confidence from him. He's gonna make sure shit is all right. You saw that shit. I'm gonna use another television show reference. You saw that shit on The Walking Dead with Sheriff Rick Grimes. Everybody looked to him for his leadership, and it wasn't because he was so much a better man than everybody else. It was because he was the only one that wasn't fucking panicking. The only one that wasn't losing his shit. But all of you, you're so damn in your fucking emotions because these women have taught you it's cool for you to be in your emotions, and you don't even realize they did that shit to make your punk asses weak so they can run the fuck over you and rule the damn house. Goofy asses.
Let me piggyback off of Angry Man with this goofy-ass surface-dwelling man. Let me explain something to you, surface dweller. I didn't say you got a castle outside of yourself. See, this is where you guys are mulatted on this feminist shit. In your mind, how you govern your fucking self, you can always be a goddamn king. How you move, you can have counsel with yourself like kings did. You could have warriors that go out and expand your realm and defend your realm like kings did, you dumb motherfucker. Are you serious?
Let me comment on that shit.
Jesus.
Okay. Okay, stupid dude.
Jesus.
That's what I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you stupid dude. Back in the day, kings had castles and land. The reason a king had a castle is because, like I stated before, the world was less civilized. So people would come and try to take what you had. So they had castles with high walls to keep invaders out. That king had soldiers. That king had troops. That king had a lot of different things. As you move more into a civilized realm, you get less kings and you get lords who have estates. Nowadays, the world is so civilized, you don't really have to have that. But every man is the king of his own house. Your house is like a castle that you have to protect from invaders, from people coming in. And depending upon how much money you have, you realize there's celebrities right now that have more money than some kings had back in the day? Like, you really don't know what you're talking about. Really don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, ladies, look at the pen. Let me wipe your memory before we talk to King. King, never ever say that shit again to a man, and never ever say that shit to a woman. You keep that shit to yourself, okay? Don't you ever say, dude, please, I'm begging you. Never say what you just said right there to a man, and especially not to a woman. So let me go ahead and wipe the eye. Let me wipe y'all out again. Oof.
I need him. You know what I need him to do? I need him to take King off the front of the name.
Please. Thank you.
Take King off the front of that name. Take King off the front of that name because you ain't no motherfucking king, bro. You don't even have the mind of a king. Come out some every dude is everyone built different. You got that shit right. You're built like Jello, nigga.
Hey, ladies, I'm a wife. Well, he might have a chance. Hold on. Ladies, watch the pen. Hey, King, the power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. Man, you can't.
It takes a real man to admit that he cried. That's some shit he heard a woman say somewhere. Like, man, if you don't shut your goofy ass up, man.
It takes a real man to admit when he cries.
You know what it takes? You know what else it takes a real man to do? To shut the fuck up. That's what it also takes. It takes a real man to keep some shit to himself. Like, for real. And weak-ass nigga.
Oh, man. Dog, yeah, man.
The next time you have some real problems and you say, hey, angry man, I'm going through some stuff, I'm going to say to you, why don't you cry about it? Shout out to Uncle Stu. He said, my dad just died Saturday. I was still holding it down. I'm still providing videos, and now I have to go to NYC to handle his funeral. I'm ready for a time like this now, doing grown man stuff right now, no doubt.
Yeah, and Uncle Stu, in these moments like this that you realize the importance of passing on lineage and passing on the blood. Now, unfortunately, now that your father is gone, now it is time for you to be the forefront of the name and push that forward, how you choose to do it. But you see what I'm saying? That's what Angry Man and I are trying to show these young boys out here, that it's not about the woman. Stop making it about the woman. It will always be about the man. Angry Man, what say you, brother? Oh, we got to call.
All I got to say to that dude is, motherfucker, I'm definitely a king. Look at my beard.
Let me bring in this call. Eric Cole, 646, what's up? What's your question, man? What's up?
How's it going, guys? I need some assistance with this situation, I guess I'm in. So there's this girl that I've been messing with for, say, about a month, like 4 weeks. And
wait, time out. Time out, one thing at a time. I need you to give us clarity now. What is messing with? Is
I've
messing with
her.
Just asking her how she's doing? So you well, can't
fucking.
You just say I was fucking her then? I mean, we men, okay? It's cool. You've been fucking her.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So you've been fucking her. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we've been fucking for around a month, so 4 weeks basically. And she said the last time, I love you, to me. And then she just walked away because, like, it was, I guess, a reflex or some shit. I don't know, but I don't want her to think that I'm looking for a relationship, and that question hasn't really come up from her yet. So I'm thinking right now that I got to just say it straight up, like, listen, I don't know what you think this is, but I'm not the guy that's going to give you a relationship.
Let me tell you where you fucked up. Listen, as a man, they're going to fall in love with us because we lovable motherfuckers. So that's going to happen. They're going to fall in love with you. So you have no, you can't, when you're a man and you got a woman, you know what you're doing, they're going to fall in love with you. Even if they're a booty call, they're going to fall in something with you. Your problem is that you didn't let her know what you were from the get-go. This is just a fuck thing. All we doing is fucking. And remember, always give them the contract they can't refuse. Hey, if you want to date someone, go out and find Mr. Right. I'll be here. I'll help you even find the outfits for your date and shit. I ain't take you out. I just give you some dick. I'll give you dick and bubble gum, all the bubble gum, so you get some dick. But this is what we are. We're nothing more, but we're fucking. This is not feelings.
And a relationship is not an STD. She can't give you a relationship involuntarily. The only way you can have a relationship is if you decide as a man, yeah, this is my girl, blah, blah, blah. She can't just be like, oh, I'm screwing this dude. I'm in love with the dude. Now we're together. It's not the way that shit works. But Steve is right. You should have said up front when you first met her that you weren't looking for no long-term relationship and nothing. Look, to the guys out here, when you meet a chick, before you slide your Johnson in her, you need to let her know what your fucking intentions are. That way, there's no plausible deniability on her part. That way, there's no way for her to pretend she doesn't have any agency in the situation. You feel me? Because if you let her know up front, this is just a fuck thing, and she decides to fuck you anyway, guess what? That relationship conversation don't come up unless you decide to change the terms of the fucking agreement.
Yeah, Carl, let me ask you a question. How many times did y'all go out to dinner in a month? How many times did you take her out to eat and stuff?
We never went out to dinner. I guess after we fucked, we shared some chicken from, like, some chicken spot, like some fried chicken.
That's some cold shit right there. Got some spaz. Hey, right, I got some leftover chicken. You want some of this chicken?
Go get the red beans and rice, baby. Get that biscuit over there. Yeah. So 646, let me ask you a question. So do you want to have the conversation with, are you ready to let her know what is? Are you ready to do this?
I think I have to be honest with you, because it just doesn't feel right to me.
Wait, no, it's going to feel right. Well, it's going to feel odd because you're going to start saying some man shit. So look, when I want you to, we want you to call her right now. And when hey, what's up, sex? Hey, wait. Let me ask you a question. Have you named the pussy yet? Have you named the what's the pussy
I
name?
I have not named the pussy yet. But
wait,
I have said, like, what's my pussy doing and shit like that, but I haven't named
it. How fuck y'all motherfuckers fucking and you don't name the pussy? You haven't even named the pussy yet? You haven't even named the pussy yet? Oh, my God.
No,
God
I have not named the pussy
yet. Boy, y'all ain't got no fucking game. You have not named the pussy yet? You have not. You haven't called her and be like, hey, how's tapioca doing? How's my? You don't talk to her like that. All right. Anyway,
I said, how's my pussy doing? But I didn't name. Man, I didn't give a formal
right,
name.
All right. All right. Call her up. Call her up right now. Let her know that I know there was some things said the other day, and I want to discuss it.
Oh, it wasn't. It was like 5 days ago. If that changed, I don't know if that changed anything to you.
Wait, you're calling us about Dweller. Are you calling us now about something that happened 5 days ago?
Yeah.
You didn't even, I don't even know.
I'm gonna say this. This is just my personal opinion. I don't know if Steve agrees with me on this, but I'm of the mind that when something comes to your mind, you should say it then.
Yeah, I agree, but he ain't of the mind. Remember, he's not. He doesn't have the force. He's not of the mind. That's why he waited five days to call us.
You gotta, because now what's gonna happen is, since you waited 5 days, she's gonna view you as indecisive. She's gonna view you as a bunch of fucking things. She's gonna be like, "Why did he wait 5 days to say this to me and shit?" Yes. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be goofy.
No, Angry Man, I wholeheartedly agree with you. But this is where the Dweller went wrong. See, when she said I loved him, he got like, "Oh shit, 916, we bring in 1 second." He's like, "Well, what do I do? What do I say?" Listen. You can't.
What did he say? That's, hold on. Wait. Because we didn't get into that either. When she said, "I love you," what was your response?
I didn't say anything because it was, she said it as she was leaving. So she said it, and I guess it seemed like a surprise to her.
Let me ask you this question. If you and a chick decide to go on a road trip somewhere, and you don't say, "I'm driving," what will she do?
Is she going to get in the car?
Which side is she going to get in?
She's going to ask me where, I guess. Where the fuck are we going?
No, usually if you don't give a woman direction, she will take direction. She will take the initiative. Okay, so if you don't say, "I'm driving," guess what she'll do? She'll jump in the driver's seat, which is what just happened. If you said, if she said, "I love you," and then you didn't respond and she walked off. Now, look, you said she said it while she was leaving. Now, unless she's Sonic the Hedgehog or the Flash, you had time to say something to her. Okay? So my thing is, by you not saying anything, she could have took that any number of ways. She could have took that as, "Oh, he must love me too," or, "Oh, he must." There's a fucking myriad of things that she could have thought.
Yes. So
you didn't give her direction. You didn't say, you know, you could have said, at the very least, you could have said, "I appreciate it." You could have said, at the very least.
Wait, hey, caller, have you spoke to her yet?
No.
Since then? No. Oh, wait. She said that as she left her class, right? Because we had, like, the same class. So after the class, she left for a different class. And then I still had another class, and we got out the same time. And then after that class, we fucked.
I'm asking you, why haven't you spoke to her?
I guess I just been
hesitant
about it.
Hiding from her.
Under the pillow. Why are you hiding?
You're hiding from her, bro. And even if you're not, even if mentally you're not, she thinks you are.
Yes. And that you are judging her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do you want to call her?
She's somewhere like, "Oh, shit, I told him I loved him, and now he ghosted me."
Yeah, why don't you call her now and tell her you want to talk to her? Have her come back to your crib tonight. Call her right now and tell her live on the air. Say, "What's up?"
Like,
say, call her.
The only fucking car.
Wait, you fuck her. Wait. How old are you, Dweller? Are you like 18 years 22.
old? 22.
Wait, let me get it straight. You're 22 years old. You don't name the pussy. You scare the pussy. And like old girl was saying, you let your girl is the one that's driving inside of the car. So let me ask you a question. Does she have her own room? Does she have her own place?
No, she's in school as well. She lives with her parents.
Wait a second. Hold on. Dude, don't tell me you're messing with some high school chick, man, are you?
No, bro. We're in college.
Okay, you're in college. So she lives with her parents. So you don't work or
yes.
She doesn't work? You work or she work?
No, she works. I don't work right now. I'm in the process of getting a job.
Why don't you get room? Why are y'all fucking with me? No, I understand fucking in the car at high school unless you go to Lake spread your ass cheeks out or something, but you fucking in the car like it's a regular old thing. Why are you fucking her in the car?
Because it's convenient. We both – it's after – because we got the same class on the same days, and we both end at the same time.
Did you say convenient? Did you say convenient, bruh?
Bruh.
You a grown-ass man, bruh. You're grown. You've been fucking this chick for a month, and you just been smashing in the fucking car?
In the car.
Wow, bruh.
Come
on, bruh.
Yeah, wait a second. Wait, let's flip this. Maybe you're the one that said you loved her and she ain't talking to you. Could that be because you fucking in the car, man. You can't bend that ass over the right way. You fucking in the car. I mean, I can't even imagine a move in that car.
You ain't do no serious fucking
in the car.
You can't
do no serious fucking and stroking in the car, man. Why?
Well, we have not done doggy style. Say that. So.
Of course you didn't do doggy style because you got to roll the window down so her head could like kind of bounce in and out of the motherfucking window.
Look, this is what you need to do, bro. Because the clock is ticking.
Yes.
Clock is ticking. What you need to do is you need to get her on the phone.
Yes.
Have her come to somewhere where the two of you can sit down and have a conversation face to face.
Yes.
Not where you're staring out the windshield of the car and she's staring out the windshield of the car. But the two of you can look each other in the face and you can tell her what it is. You can tell her what your program is.
Yeah.
You feel me? You can let her know, look, this, for me right now, I'm not, you know, I'm a young guy. You know, I'm just having fun. I'm not really trying to get anything serious now. At the same time, if you really about that, you know what I'm saying? If you really on that, like, it may turn into that,
yeah.
And it may not. But right now, it's not that.
Yeah, because you don't have no money. So just look, hey, just take it to the lake, spread your ass cheeks. Just go to the lake, just hang out at the lake and sit on the bench and talk to her, dog, all right? Take it to the lake, spread your ass cheeks, okay? And talk. But call her right now. Call her now and tell her you want to meet up with her. Let's see how manly you are. Not even naming a pussy, dog. Jesus Christ. Can you name it one time on the show? It's like, if you want to name it.
You want me to name it on the show?
Yeah. What would you name the pussy? What would you name it first? Who would you name it?
I know. First thing that comes to my head right now is Bubblegum for some reason.
All right, Bubblegum. Bubblegum, okay? I want you to call her and say, what's up, sexy? How's Bubblegum doing? Is she shaving? How's my girl doing? Talk about Bubblegum in the third person, okay? Make her feel a little good and then let her, because she's going to be like, who's Bubblegum? You're going to be like, that thing I licked. Wait, are you at least eating the pussy? Are you eating the pussy? Are you eating the pussy, dog? I got to ask. He's in the car. I don't know.
I ate it once, but I haven't eaten it.
You ate the pussy one time in a month?
I know. It's because I live with my mom, and I didn't have really wipes to wipe that shit off my face when I was done. So I'm like, maybe next time when I get wipes, you know?
Hey, man. Hey, if I had some liquor to pour for Bubblegum, Bubblegum, we're pulling this for you, girl. All right. So call her up. Say, what's up, Bubblegum? Say, what's up, sexy? How's Bubblegum doing? She's like, who's Bubblegum? Hey, you know the thing I licked on, okay? And then you're going to say, you know, we got to meet up. You know, you pick the time, all right? So go ahead and call her real quick. 916, we got you next. Go, so call Bubblegum, man. I mean, call your girl and ask about Bubblegum. All right, go ahead. We'll be quiet. We'll be quiet.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, she doesn't pick up on the voicemail, just letting you know.
Wait. Remember, wait, one thing. Remember, if they say, you have reached 555-555-555, okay, don't click. We don't want to hear the whole number. Click, like, with your, like, the fourth or fifth number, okay?
Okay. I'm on Android. I'm just all pressing the plus button, by the way. That's what it is, right?
Well, just call. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Bring her in. Merge her ass in. Shout out to Bubblegum. Oh. Give me countdown.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Sexy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know, same old. Feeling good. How's Bubblegum doing?
Bubblegum?
Yeah.
What's
you know
that?
You don't know who that is?
No.
It's that sweet pussy.
Oh, my God.
Come on now.
You're so blunt.
That's that bubble gum.
Fine. She's off her cycle. She's good.
Oh, okay. So she's ready then. All right.
Crazy.
All right, cool. Well, I don't know if you know, but I'm leaving on Wednesday, so...
You did
tell me. Yeah. So I was thinking, let's meet up tomorrow around, like, 4-ish, if you're free.
I have work tomorrow, and I have a doctor's appointment.
All right, then when are you free?
After you leave. I was free today, but I'm hanging out with my sisters and my siblings.
Okay. So
I have a doctor's appointment at 4. I could see if I could leave work early. And I'll let you know, but it's no promises because I'm not sure yet.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So just let me know then because I was thinking we can go to a park nearby the campus.
Okay.
All right, so let me know if anything. So, yeah.
Okay. Right. Are you packed already?
Nah, I'm still in the process of packing. I made a list and everything, but I'm good.
Okay.
But yeah. All right, well, I'll let you go. I'll let Bubblegum go. Take good care of her if I don't get to see her. And have a good, sexy rest of the day, all right?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, she's dropped.
Now, hey, you see why we some bad motherfuckers? See, all y'all motherfuckers laughed at us. Y'all like, Bubblegum, don't call it Bubblegum. See that? Do you see the laugh, the smile that you put on her face when you asked about the pussy? And she finally realized it? She loved that shit, dog. Do you hear that?
One day she's going to call you up, and she's going to say, hey, Bubblegum is missing.
Yes, that's what we wanted to say. You see
chewing.
That? Yeah, Bubblegum needs some chewing. But, dog, if you're going out of town... Baby girl, what I need... Hey, look. I know you don't want to do this, but we're going to do this one more time. We cold like this. Listen, real quick, I almost forgot. Since I'm going out of town, I might want some pictures, videos, or some things of Bubblegum so I can think about her while I'm away. You see what I'm saying? I say, hurry up, call back. While I'm going away, I want some pictures, photos of Bubblegum. But, hey, listen. I say, yeah. I want you to take care of Bubblegum. But if you're not free for me to kiss on Bubblegum today, we'll find a time when I get back. Remember, always tell her what to do. Remember the rule of Jill Scott. Always remember, tell her what to do. Okay? 916, you stay right there. Okay? You ready to call her? Call her. Yeah, tell her. Tell her how smooth Bubblegum feel. You love Bubblegum when she shaved. You see what I'm saying? Play with this shit. I'm telling you, she's going to like this shit. Hey, no other guy talked to her like that. That's why she all liked it. Trust me, man. I'm a whore. Trust me. Go ahead and do that shit, man. I do that shit, man.
Let me recap it real quick. I think I forgot what you said. Okay, let me just say it. So, hey,
Unscripted. Say, I almost forgot. Hey, unscripted. Hey, use the force.
I'm following right now. I'm using the force. I like Star Wars. I'm falling back.
Right. Remember, all you want to talk about, hey, you want to kiss on bubble gum? You want to take some videos of bubble gum? If I can't see bubble gum, say, damn, I love how bubble gum tastes. Hey, and more importantly, I love how bubble gum feels. So you take care of my girl. You take care of my girl. You talk to her like that, right? Watch her laugh and shit. Go ahead and do that shit. Now y'all get to see some game. See, this is game. Oh, go ahead and call her, bro. Oh, he's calling. I wish you don't look at the camera. Shit.
Not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, sexy, what's up? I forgot to mention something to you. So when I'm gone, I don't get to see you or Bubblegum tomorrow, I'm going to need you to send me some pictures of Bubblegum and you playing with Bubblegum, maybe with that little rose that you got. All right? So some pictures, and maybe in a video. All right? Make sure you get you can get your ass cheek in there too if you want. All right? You know, surprise me a little bit. But other than that, I'll see you when I get back if you don't see me tomorrow. All right? Have a good one. Stay sexy.
All you motherfuckers, hold on, I'm going to give you some props here, motherfucker, hold on. Let me show you what this motherfucker did. It's the rule of Jill Scott for all you motherfuckers don't know. Listen.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So you did it, dog. How did that feel breaking out of your shell for the first time? Starting to talk a little bit of yak and flavor in her ear. She ain't used to that, dog. Hey, man, it's beautiful. It's smooth. Wait, I can't hear you. Wait. Hold on, let me block. Wait, where you at? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, there
like
you
I was
go.
Saying,
go, yeah.
Being used to that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That straight up barbarian, savage, lumberjack shit. You feel what I'm saying? She, look, her whole perception of you is increasing right now, bruh.
Yes.
Like, real shit.
Yes. Because now that she loves you, she's like, damn, I can't let this motherfucker go, even if he tells me he doesn't love me. Because the way he's making me feel, because guess what? There's never been a guy that named a pussy. You're the first guy that named a pussy. Yeah, you could tell how shocked she was by hearing what you said. So you got this, dog. See, that's game right there. Didn't have to cry. Didn't have to complain. You just told her what it is. And you did it smooth, too. I love that shit.
Sure, now. Yeah, you did do that shit smooth. I was listening.
Yeah,
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
When you hung up on the message, what did you say at the end? You said, stay sexy.
You stay sexy, right? So,
I said, yeah. I listened to the Dean, and I got some of his products, so I know he says stay sexy, and I like that line, so.
I heard that. Hey, what's up, sexy? They love that shit. I love that shit, dog. I love that line. The dog, bro, you know what's going to happen? This is the drug of you. Her pressing that play. All she's going to do all day long is keep listening to your voice over and over and over again, taking that drug of you. Because nobody's ever talked to her that way before. And then guess what? She might say it to her girlfriends. Hey, girl, look what this motherfucker said to me. He called my pussy bubblegum. Yeah, girl. He want me to take videos. He added an ass cheek. You remember he added an ass cheek, Bob, Angry Man? We didn't tell you to add an ass cheek. He did
yams.
It. Yeah.
Yams.
He had some yams, boy. Ooh, that ass. Yeah, buddy.
Well, yo, I will say this. There's only a couple of dudes that's brave enough to call on the show. So I got to give you props, bro, for calling on the show. You got put on the spot. You stood tall like a motherfucking man. Props to you, bro.
Good job. I'm proud of you. Hey, I'm doing a show later on tonight. So call and let me know what she said. And guess what? I'll give you some more yak on the phone and put some more flavor in her ear, okay? We'll do some more yak tonight, okay? So you call back and let me know what she said to you. Then I'm going to tell you what to say to her. Hey, we're going to spit some fire in the flavor in her ear, okay? You know how I do that shit, dog. So we don't get that pussy wet.
Yeah, I know. I saw your testimonial earlier yesterday.
Right. You saw a testimonial with that chick? Yeah, so we're going to get bubble gum all bubble gummy, okay? All right?
Yeah. Look, baby, he said, tell the caller. She's going to call out of work now.
Oh, yeah, right? Yes. Hey, man. Dude, you got it. I'm proud of you, man. Hey, most guys don't do what you did. Great job, man. Great job, man. I'm very proud of you. Listen, all you got to do is trust your boy. You know I got the gift of gab, so I'm going to put that flavor, dog. I got you. So call in my show tonight. Let me know what she says, and I'm going to give you some more flavor so we can get a play with that bubble gum, all right? Not on the phone, but, you know, we'll get it right, all right? We'll get that pussy right for you, okay, my man?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man, stand up. All right, let's grab this last call real quick. Area code 916. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, yeah. So me and my girl have been dating about, like, 7 months now. And, like, things have been good. But on my side, I kind of admit to, like, the change of myself. Like, I've been kind of, like, changing myself and being kind of, like, distanced from, like, you know, the usual things that I used to do. And I kind of hate that. And I want to like, change it back. And I'm, you know, I guess I'm kind of stressing over it. And I know I shouldn't stress over any woman, but, you know.
What's the reason? What is, I mean, you know you better than anybody. So
yeah.
What's the reason changed up? Is it because you're not feeling a chick no more?
Nah, I actually really like her a lot. I think it's because I like her a little bit too much. Like I kind of, you know, put that out there. Like I kind of just feel like I like her a lot.
You're afraid that you're too into her and you think she's going to start switching up eventually.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want that. I want to like probably stop that from ever happening. But you know, it's kind of like a, and you know, she really does. I'm like her first boyfriend, so like you know, maybe she doesn't know how to. She doesn't really know what's up with a guy. Like she does all these like you know nice things for me and all this other stuff, and I really like her. But you know, I'm not trying to. I don't want to like scare her off because of how much I like her. And also,
guess
I feel like you know.
Guess what you're doing.
What?
You want to know what you're doing? You're fucking up.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Why are you fucking up?
You're fucking up, bro. Okay, so first of all, you really like her. She does nice shit for you, and you're pulling away. And I'm going to tell you why you're doing this. Because in this day and age, whenever dudes are so used to chicks being cold to them and being fucked up towards them, that because she's doing nice shit, you're thinking something's wrong. And you're
right.
Pulling back because of that. But see, this is the thing you got to realize. You gotta even, regardless of how nice she's being to you, regardless of how much you like her, you got to stop being afraid you're going to lose her. Because what you're doing is you're overthinking the shit.
Yeah. You're okay. Here's the thing, young man. Wait, did you do the Easter game that I showed you guys to do? Having her go
that's
Easter
so crazy. Not
yet.
Yeah, yesterday, I was listening to you yesterday, and I did the whole thing. I bought it all. She was hella mad at me before this too. I bought it all, and I was like, "Hey," so I told her to go hide in the bathroom. I put the little basket in the living room. I was like, "You come out now," and she came out, and she was like hella excited. She's like, "Oh my god! Like I've never had someone do this for me before." And she was like, looking for all the eggs and stuff.
I know she's never had anybody do it because when you hear shit from me, I'm giving you shit that they never heard before. So then if you break up with her ass, who you think is going to call you next Easter? So she did. She went Easter egg hunting and then she opened up the eggs and everything with you?
Mm-hmm. I got her big egg with some handcuffs in it. She always wanted handcuffs, so I got her some handcuffs. And we used that.
Yes. All right. So, this is what I'm talking about. So you're given when you learn game like we're showing you, you're gonna do things with them that they haven't experienced with the average surface dweller. So she's gonna be more in tune with you. So what we're saying to you is don't run away from it. If you're interested in it, she's being good to you, why would you take something good and make it bad if she's doing everything you wanted to do and then some, my brother?
Yeah, You're actually punishing her. She may not realize it yet,
mm-hmm.
or she may have, and right. she just may be, look, look, you ever listen to the lyrics from that song, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate? Like, they will, good women smile, they'll take it all on the chin, but eventually, like, that shit just be building up, bro. So she may have noticed already. I would be lying if I told you I don't think she already noticed.
Right.
No, I think she did because, like, you know, I'm usually a lot more, like, I'm myself, I'm more exciting and everything. But I've been, like, for the past couple of days, I've been kind of, like, and I noticed it, kind of dull with her and, you know, not knowing how to, like, really what to say or, you know, lead.
Hey, I'm saying. Right, I know, but the Easter thing, we can ride off the Easter thing. It was yesterday. So you can ride off right. of that because think about, okay, she never experienced it before, right? So you can ride off right. the new experience right. by showing her this is what I am. And see, this is the thing that gets the woman to be more addicted to you because you're not the average motherfucker. Well, can I just put the tip in? Can we go Netflix and chill? Is it okay if I kiss you right now? All that little goofy-ass shit that these dwellers do. No, dog. You just showed her a different side of sex yesterday that she's never, ever seen before, ever. And here's the best thing about it. She'll never see it again because nobody's doing the shit we teach you, right? No other motherfucker's going to do that right. shit again. So right. so you have already laid a foundation down in her mind. You have laid in her emotional, the mind here, okay? So listen, this is what we want you to do. Can you call her right now? Because I'm going to tell you what to say. You got something smooth to say. You want to call her?
No, I'm at work right now.
Well, now you are. You can get in the fucking Bam call. Hey, have you named it? Have you named the pussy yet? Or no?
Yeah. Have you named it? Coco.
Oh, Coco.
Coco.
Okay. All right. So it's Coco. Listen, all I want you to say is, listen. I'm glad that I'm glad we got to experience a moment yesterday that you never experienced before. And as long as you ride with me, I am going to show you different experiences. Not only you, but also Coco. And then all you do is ask her right. for a photo. Let me see you right now. Hey, look, let me see you right now. That's all. I just want to see you right now. You see what I'm saying? Listen, remember with the game, yeah. it's always a little shit. But the little shit is the smooth shit that the average motherfucker don't know. Because, hey, think about all the motherfuckers that don't listen to myself and Angry Man. Guess what? What do you think they did on Easter? They just sat the fuck around and just watched TV all damn day, right? What did you do?
Right.
You have not only sold yourself to her, but you don't think she's telling her girlfriends about the shit you did yesterday? She's selling you to her girlfriends right now because her girlfriends haven't even experienced what I showed you. See that shit?
Right.
Yeah. So why don't you call in? Let's call and talk to Coco. Let's call her real quick. Just tell her, hey, baby.
Well, that's the thing. I got a customer right now, and I'm about to go help him.
All right. You're good. But just, let her know what you experienced is the beginning, all right? Because right. what I'll have yeah. for you later on is some game. We'll roll her up to the Sexoween, because I'm sure you'll be with her by October. We'll give her the Sexoween yeah. game and all other shit. So always supply you
crazy
with shit.
Thing is, Halloween is my birthday, so...
But, oh, yeah, so then we could do the Sexoween, the story of the sexual ghost that's haunting your house, and we'll set up your crib exactly right. the way I show you so you can fuck the shit out of her in every goddamn room, unlike the other guys before her. Okay?
And look, I'm going to tell you something that goes a long way that's really small. See, I never really get to get into this type of stuff. Let's be on a team right. show. Let's be on this show. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, if you're wondering if the chick is starting to feel like you're pulling away or whatever, it's little shit you can do to go a long fucking way. Like, I'm not really big on guys that just meet a chick, texting a chick, but if you're already in a relationship, it's different. So if you're already in a relationship, every once in a while, just type, hey, was thinking about you.
Yes, just because.
Just wanted to send you a message.
Just because.
Just wanted to hit you up to let you know I was thinking about you.
Right. Now,
you know what I mean? And don't say nothing else.
Now, two more things before we let you go. When you're in the car, every other light or every third light, just grab her hand and kiss it. That's all. Hey, dog, I promise you. She ain't even, hey, every motherfucker before you has ever done this, dog. I'm telling you, they don't do this shit. They don't do this shit. I'm telling you. Hey, just kiss her hand.
Right.
That's all you got to do. And just look at her. And just, hey, take your thumb and just rub right on the side of her cheek and just keep on rolling. And then here's the third one.
Okay.
Remember what I told you when you fucking, right? When you smashing. What are you supposed to do afterwards?
Aftercare?
Yeah, no, after you get done fucking and y'all get done nothing, what do you do next?
I could also already do it.
Okay, remember the average guy's gonna fucking roll over, fucking get up and all this other shit, right? I want you to sell the carryover because that's what we do. That's different. Get the lotion, put that in the bowl for fucking 5 seconds. Don't put it in ting as you'll burn her ass. Just give her a full body massage, bruh. That's all you got to do, and your work is done. Your work is done because the average motherfucker ain't thinking. Remember, we on some other shit over here, right? We on some above average shit. So everything we're doing is positioning you so that time she sees another guy trying to holler at her or she's mad at you, she going to think about the Easter game that you ran on her. She going to think about how you kissed her on her hand and how you making her feel. Remember, it's selling yourself. It's what you are. It's not what you are when you're with her. It's what she's thinking about when you're not around, brother. Remember that shit, okay?
You're ruining her. Right. You're ruining her for every other
potential.
Every other potential. Like, why the fuck I'm going to be with this dude when this dude doesn't make me feel.
Feel, yes.
The other person, the way this dude make me feel. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, and then what do you think? What do you think? Hey, baby, why don't we play the Easter game? Why would I do that? That's so immature. And you see, that's the average motherfucker. I'm telling you, dog.
Right.
Fucked her world up in a good way. Ladies, we don't fuck up in a bad way. We always fuck up in a good way. So you good, okay?
Exactly.
Just like you say, send her a quick message and shit, right? But hey, remember. Mm-hmm. Remember, land, sea, and air. Don't text it. Hit her with the voice message. It's more impactful. Or the video will be even more impactful. Because I'm telling you, that's the drug, okay? That's the drug, okay?
All right, bud. Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Hey, all right, stand up, man. We let you go, brother. Good job, man.
All right, man.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Peace. See that? All right, man. See that anger, man? See, they don't even believe. See, we went to Luke Skywalker. We gave him game. We learned about bubblegum. We learned about cocoa. Man, great show, my brother.
Here's the funny thing. To all you dudes, they be putting your little goofy messages up here. They be calling in with all of that stupid shit. See, you never get to the point where these are at because you don't know how to get out of your own fucking way.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. You don't know how to get out of your own fucking way. And see, here's the thing. A lot of the stuff that Steve is suggesting that you guys do, in your mind, you're like, man, I ain't going to do that shit. And the reason why is because you're thinking about what you want.
Yes.
You're thinking about what you like.
Yes.
You're not thinking about what she's impressed with, what she finds fascinating, what's going to make her constantly think about your ass. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and let me show you guys what it's like when you do it right, even when you have a woman. Let me just show them real quick, Angry Man, and let them read this, because this is how it is when you're doing it right. This is an exact message from a woman that knows that one of my clients has a woman, but listen, what is the only question she's asking? Am I better? That's all she's asking. That's all she's asking.
Let me read that shit.
Read that shit. Nigga, you're saying.
It says, having clean clothes does not really feel nice. I would love to be the one to do your laundry. That's what partners do. Well, that's what I did. I forget where you told me you were tonight.
Maybe you didn't. Anyway, if you are on, if you're on a meetup, be safe. I won't ask any questions. Right? But she just wants to know who is better. See that? She's already cool with the fact. See, when you got game, they will call you and let you know that, hey, look, it's cool. Go have fun with that woman. But as soon as you get back, you got me. That's how you win in this game, where they tell you what they want to do for you when you know. But see, guys, this is for the elite. This is for guys that want to learn game and not complain about women. That's what Angry Man and I are trying to show you, man. You can all this complaining that y'all have, y'all don't have to complain about women because
here's the crazy shit, though. The crazy shit, though, is that with my woman, like, sometimes I'll call her up on the phone while I'm on a live, and we'll be talking about something, And when we go back and forth, we'll be like, oh, my God, y'all have such great chemistry. And then, you know, people be like, oh, man, you angry man, you lucky. Like, the women will be like, oh, y'all have great chemistry. The dudes will be like, angry man, you're so lucky. But see, what they don't realize is the things that I did to put myself in a certain place where a dude can't, another dude can't replace me.
Exactly. But you,
impossible.
See that right there? See that right there, angry man? That's Yak. That, look at that. It's the little things right there. I pay attention. You do. One of the reasons I fell in love with you. I know it's the little things with you. Yes, it is. I know if you see that shit, that's game. I mean, this is what you can learn from real men who have game versus complaining about women who don't have game.
You see, if I told the dudes the things I do, it'd be like, oh, man, I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you ain't getting, that's why you're not getting the results.
Yeah, yeah, that's why.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why you're not getting the results. Like, I'm on some shit where I'll be chilling, and I'll be like, I tell my girl, I'll be like, yo, go get dressed.
Yep.
She'd be like, why? Man, don't be asking me no questions. Just get dressed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then we hop in the car, and we go somewhere. We'll go somewhere. She don't even know where the fuck we going. Mm-hmm. Wherever we go, the shit is always nice. It's always a fucking surprise. You know what I'm saying? And and cats don't realize that does two things. One, it shows you give a fuck. Two, it shows you're a take charge type of person.
Yep. They love take charge, angry man. And they love motherfuckers that have game, that are creative, man. That, again, guys, y'all are losing y'all women to assholes like us because we are creative. See, the reason why it's not tricking or thirsty because we don't worship women. We put ourselves first, but we give women samples of what it's like being with us. We don't worship, but we do take care of because we know what to do with a woman instead of complaining about her. So, angry man, let's get your last words before we wrap this motherfucker up, brother. What say you, my brother?
Man, to all you dudes out here that's frustrated, angry, upset, don't know where you're going wrong, all of that shit, you need to holler and get some game and stop. Look, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that, going back to the Star Wars thing, everything that Yoda and Obi-Wan was teaching Luke,
yes,
a lot of times he was getting frustrated because he's like, why is this important? Don't worry about it. Just shut up and trust the damn process.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Everybody else, shout out to everybody. Check out the Man Mindset. For all my Man Mindset guys, we're going to be talking about why the male has created a non-traditional female tonight. But also, we're here to answer questions. Guys, subscribe to both channels if y'all can. It's nothing but game. But what we're doing here is we're doing everything we can to elevate you. And ladies, you're more than welcome. We welcome the ladies. We love the ladies in the house anyway. So we welcome all you guys, women and guys, that want to learn game and not want to argue. As you can see from Angry Man, hey, I think this might be the first time on your channel you fucking fell out your chair, dog. I've never seen you fall out your chair.
Look, the reason why I laugh is because soon as he said bubblegum, I said, damn, he loved that pussy.
He loved that, right, exactly, dog. I'm going to have to clip that shit, dog. That shit was fucking, hey, guys, it's history. Angry Man has always been in that motherfucking chair smoking that cigar. That motherfucker fell out his chair, man. That shit was classic.
Oh, my God. That shit was funny as hell, but yeah. But look, if you notice the guys that call in that are willing to call a girl, when they call the girl, she's ecstatic and happy to hear from them.
Yes, yes.
Cats need to pay attention to that, man. Yeah. We've yet to have somebody call in the chick like, what you want?
Yeah. Exactly right. And y'all notice this is live unscripted. We see, this is what game is about. We told him what to do. He said it, and you can hear in her voice, especially when she heard when you heard bubblegum, when she heard that, she lit up, man. She's like, you're pretty brash. I think it was bold or brash or something, she said, but
bold. Yeah. She said bold or some shit
like something that. Like that. Yeah.
And that's what you want to hear.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what you want to hear.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. So for all you guys, yes. All you guys,
like, you never heard it from nobody else.
Oh, absolutely. This, and again, and then with the next guy that called in, Angry Man, he did. See, I gave him the Easter game of what to do with the woman. I told him to go to Party City. I told him to get a basket, get your handcuffs, rope, and blindfold. Get that green shit. Then go get some hollow eggs and type up sexual things that I want to do to you and sexual things you want to do to me. And put those eggs all over the house for your girl. Give her the basket and let her go Easter egg hunting and open up the thing. And he said the big one had the handcuffs in it. So her experience for Easter will never be the same again. Never be the same again. But that's game, though. That's how game is, man. God damn. We some cold motherfuckers, dog. Yeah, shit. All right. Well, hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We'll see you guys next Monday, man. It's the Angry Mindset Show. We out this motherfucker, man. Peace. We out. Nigga, Megan, you, dude, yeah. You laughing, dog. Oh, I had, you had me in tears, dog. Hold on, let me close this shit, dude. You